Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Papiani joins us right now. Bob, we missed you last night.
Yeah, I wish I could have. I had too many TV obligations, Pony, but I felt your pain. It was almost like a voodoo doll. I felt like when you got those things pierced, that I was feeling a sensation in mind. I have no idea why.
Did you watch Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars? Like the planet gets blown up and he feels a tremor go through him?
I was watching. Maybe it was my nervous reaction to what you were feeling that made me feel the same.
He almost broke Donnie's hand squeezing it.
Even though I've never had that nipple. What was that?
He almost broke Donnie's hand squeezing it to try to fight the pain.
No, I saw that. That's what I remarked to you. I thought it looked like a midwife there delivering. I don't know. I can't imagine the pain. You did a good job hiding it if you had some, and I know you had some.
Oh, I did.
So.
Yeah. Bob, are you surprised that people came out of the woodwork to support this, like Mario Lemieux? Mario obviously supports cancer causes, but is first class, and I thought he might look at supporting this as maybe a little too kinky for his tastes.
No, I think the objective with him always is if he can help, he will help. And I'm not surprised by that. I saw you had a picture down there with Freiermuth. That's great. He's one of those guys that you love to be around. He's very, I think, committed to community stuff. So, no, Mario and his organization, anytime they can get involved and make a difference, they do. And they do it normally without any sort of notoriety, which is great. So, yeah, I think Pittsburghers in general respond to
they
things,
sure,
especially a fun thing like this. And it may not be fun for you, but it was fun for people watching.
Bob, one of the questions of the day on this show is that I think the Steelers are going to beat the Colts and pull the upset on Sunday. And Donnie and Chris both think this is going to be blowout city and that the game is going to be decided early in the second half where it's not even going to be competitive. Who do you think is closer to being right, me or them?
I think you're closer, but I'm not going to go so far as to think they could win. I have to see it before I believe it. I think this will be a tough. I think the Steelers know they have to respond in some form or fashion here, and however you do that. But I mean, we haven't seen enough reason to think that things are changing because it's a carryover from what we saw last year, at the end of the year into this year, and the same problems keep arising. So therefore, I got to see it first. I hope they can. I thought, and I'm telling Joe today, I think a good way to go about this, even though it may not work this way, but if they can somehow win time of possession, which they have not done pretty much all season long, just occupy the ball and turn drives into not Boswell field goals, but instead touchdowns and keep it away from them as much as you possibly can. That's one way to do it. But that's a high-powered offense, Andrew and Chris, and I still think they have too many weapons to try to shut down in one time. And if the Steelers do it, it'd be great. Give them a lift going into another very difficult game next week.
Bob, Terrell Austin talked, and he kind of did the old, this is how the sausage is made. Here's your peek behind the curtain on
defense.
Which,
by the way, do you like sausage, Bob?
Oh, yeah. There used to be Richie sausage out here where I live is great. Any
Bob,
sort
you're
of sausage.
Speaking my language. I
you
discovered
speak the language of sausage?
Richie's, specifically.
Oh, okay.
I think they pronounce it Richie like Walsh, though.
Dude.
Yeah, like Richie.
Yeah. No, that's right.
What did I say? Richie?
Like a,
I said,
yeah, that's okay. Like a mile and a half from my house. Bob and I occupy roughly the same zip code.
And
there.
You guys both have a shared love for this local sausage.
Yeah, it's a good place for sure.
It is a good place, Pony, yeah. The sausage patty, by the way, I think better than the link, Bob. How about that? Ooh.
I always go for patties. I have the links are okay, but I'd rather go to a sausage patty. 100%.
So Terrell Austin tells us how it's done on defense. I call the defense, basically, I'm giving you the paraphrased version. When Mike wants to call something, he calls it. A, do you believe Austin's explanation? And B, If you do, how often do you think Mike decides he wants to call something?
Yeah, I do believe that, but I think all this is, you know, the playbook belongs to Mike Tomlin and his vision of what defenses and, for that matter, offenses should look like and how. But I also think then on game day it is Austin making it. I don't know how often he intercedes. We see cutaways and people make results in their mind about, oh, wow, look at his cutaways not doing anything. I mean, if you had a camera on him for the entire game, you'd see probably a different story.
Yeah,
it's just those times they cut away, it doesn't necessarily reflect what's going on. So I do think he would, you know, and if he feels something needs to be changed, I'm sure he would. Whatever the case, it's not working. No matter if the vision's wrong, the execution of the vision's wrong, the calling of the vision, none of that's working right now, and it has to change because they had a pretty good first half, I thought, last week, and then all of a sudden things changed pretty rapidly.
Bob, you said something in that answer, though, that piqued my interest. You talked about the playbook. Do you think it's Mike's playbook? Do you think it's his plays that Terrell Austin is choosing from?
I think it's a combination, but I think they share a vision. I think it starts there. And from that, you devise plays that fit that vision. So I think that would be true of both offense and defense. And then, you know, there are multiple plays. You know, the ones being called at that particular time will define a play. I don't know how that all works, but I do know it starts with a vision. And then from there, you make plays according to that vision.
All right, Bob, I've got one.
Man, this sounds awfully complicated. I'm sorry. It just sounds very
convoluted.
It sounds
like a Rube Goldberg device for calling defense.
Doesn't it, Bob?
All in the service, by the way, of making sure nobody can ever know for certain who's doing what and who deserves the blame, Bob, which leads me to my next question a little bit out of left field here. You have covered this team for 40 years, give or take.
Man.
You have covered this ownership family for the same amount of time, so you've been around Art II for a while. You know how he runs this team and how he likes to stay outside the public sphere for the most part and out of the limelight. I'm wondering what you think generally of Colts owner Carly Ursay Gordon now taking over for her late father and being on the sidelines with the headset taking copious notes during games.
Yeah, it's a little bit too much for me. I'm surprised that that has happened.
It's working. They're 7-1, and people seem to like it.
It's working, but I don't think she's the reason it's working. She's down there because she realizes this is a pretty special team. Shane Steichen is making it work. She's just along for the ride. She's an owner. I don't think she can be down there all she wants. It's her prerogative. I don't particularly like that style myself. But I'm surprised she's as engaged as she is. I mean, that's good for her if she is, but I don't think it'll ever get to the level of them deciding, well, we're going to listen to what she says. She has a play call up her sleeve, and we're going to go for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I think it's one way. I don't think she has a mouthpiece
on
it to tell them what
to do. She has the headset flipped up, and all she does is take notes. And her main explanation is, I just want to know how things work better, and if we have ways and areas we could get better, I want
to
know what
they are. And who to blame when they stink.
Yeah, basically.
Listen, that's fine.
It holds people more accountable directly, it sounds like.
Well, I mean, you can also make that if you have meetings with guys all the time and find out. And, you know, Art sits in with the coaches, and those guys are very involved.
When you say sits in with the coaches, do you mean during the week when they're, like, putting their game plans together?
No, I'm talking about game days. He's observing and listening, and he sees what's going on.
Oh, okay.
I think anyone who has that kind of cachet as an owner would want to know what's going on. So yeah, you know, you may disagree with the methodology or how they're going about their business, but you know, this guy can say this. This game coming up is a big one. You don't want to drop to 4-4, and especially if they lose badly. If they play a competitive game and you see some progress, I think that would be okay. You still want to win, but it would be a step in the right direction, considering all the big games are still yet in front of them.
Pompiani's favorite Halloween candy of all time is?
Just basic Reese cups. I love Reese cups. Kit Kats are up there, too. I hate candy corn. I don't want that. I don't like Mallow cups. Do you like Mallow cups?
No.
You said you just cemented
yourself.
It's
focaccia marshmallow.
You said something, Bob, that cemented you as a true Pittsburgher, Western Pennsylvania. Reese cups.
Whatever it is,
If you went to like Los Angeles, California, and said, you know what, I just love those Reese cups, they'd probably look at you like you had six heads.
Bob, what do you call the like M&M version of Reese's?
I call them M&M's. Why?
Reese's, you know, Reese's.
Oh, Reese's
what?
Pieces. Reese's pieces. Is that what they're called? Reese's pieces.
I've heard Reese's pieces,
yes,
and makes me want to take a sharp knife and put it right into my ear, and then put it right into my other ear.
What is Bob Pompiani's favorite scary movie of all time?
Halloween, always is.
The original with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. They're going back to the original, right?
A true scream queen.
Did you like that? Do you know whose mask Michael Myers was wearing in that movie?
Like who it's modeled after, a real person?
Jerry Cheevers? I don't know.
Donnie, tell him. Jerry Cheevers.
Bill?
It was the mask that Bill... it was the mask of Captain Kirk's face, William Shatner.
They just got it at a store.
Okay.
They had that little money in the budget. That's pretty much all they could afford, and then they just painted it white.
Bob, do you like the fact that in Halloween, Michael Myers, when he's driving that station wagon, is just obeying every rule of the road? He's been locked up for like 20 years or whatever, and then he's just out there like a driver's ed flawless.
Because Bob's a guy who's never gotten a speeding ticket in his entire life.
That would be correct.
See?
I listen, I'm a big choice consequence person. I know that you make bad choices. Ticket?
Yes, I have. Which shocks you because you think I drive like Miss Daisy.
You are like Miss Daisy. I pass you on the parkway almost every day on the way home.
Bob, your ultimate official prediction on this game is?
31-23 Colts, unfortunately. Again, I need to see it before I can believe it. I hope I believe it. I hope it starts Sunday. I'd love to see them win that game. It's an alumni weekend. They have a lot of guys coming back celebrating Super Bowl 40, so this would be a good time to do it.
And that feeds us into our PM Team Power Rankings next. Our five favorite players from the 2005 Steelers.
Perfect segue,
Bob. Thank you,
Bob.
He knows the business. Goodbye.
Thank you, guys. All right, have a good day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.